The fight over whether electric cars are good for the long haul.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Not since the New York Times thoroughly lambasted celebrity chef Guy Fieri's new Times Square restaurant has a Times review generated this much heat. The CEO of electric car maker Tesla Motors has now furnished electronic logs meant to show a Times reviewer went out of his way to make the Model S electric sedan look bad. It was a test of Tesla's claim that with two pit stops along the way, the car could be driven from D.C. to Boston. The Times says the car ran out of juice in Connecticut. Regular contributor Will Arimus, the tech blogger at Slate, has been following the story.
The Times reporter, whether or not he did all the things you're supposed to do, his trip makes it pretty clear that Tesla still has a long way to go to make a road trip in an electric vehicle as easy as it is in a gas vehicle.
This was a cold weather test, and the batteries aboard the car don't perform as well as in warmer weather.
Right. So supposedly the cold weather gives you a 10% penalty in terms of the range. And, you know, there are a number of factors that the two sides are arguing about in terms of what the Times reporter did do, what he didn't do. I think the bottom line, though, is that none of this should affect anyone's long-term perceptions of the potential of Tesla or electric cars. They've just started building a network of electric car charging stations. So imagine at the very advent of gasoline vehicles and gas stations, it probably was pretty hard to make a road trip back then, too. That's where we are in electric cars, and I think the Times article proves that, but it doesn't prove that we won't get there eventually in terms of making a road trip possible in a Tesla or some other electric vehicle.
Among other things, Tesla CEO Elon Musk claims the logs show the Times guy deliberately tried to drain the battery by driving around a charging station parking lot. Now, the log shows the loops added an extra 0.6 mile. The reporter is quoted saying that he was hunting for the charging place. The New York Times says it's studying the newly released logs.